Well, hi. Good evening, friends. It's been a very busy night for us tonight. Quite a few programs, but then that's what happens at the full moon time. We continue with our work to strengthen the resistance against a kind of internal dictatorship, which seems to be forming in a number of the populist governments of the world. I suppose it's a natural reaction, given that the method of hierarchy is democracy. And these powers are attempting to thwart in every way possible the rightful entrance into a more democratic way of understanding. I'm not speaking of the party, either a Republican Party or a Democratic Party can be democratic or otherwise. But it is the method of the hierarchy to give the will of each individual its due expression. And that is something that is being opposed in the most vigorous, mendacious manner. You know what the word mendacious means? It means lying, given to lie and to misrepresent. It's a misrepresentation of reality. And this is what we find. And it's not letting up. As a matter of fact, although some people think that a war in the Middle East is a very unlikely, given how much Israel and Saudi Arabia have to lose with attacks from Iran and vice versa. There are, it seems to me, efforts afoot to bring some kind of catastrophic distraction into the picture so that who knows, even martial law could be declared, and that would completely offset the normal process by which there is a change of administrations. So, although maybe some 50 days remain or so before the inauguration, we have to keep up the esoteric pressure that brings the good, the beautiful, and the true closer to manifestation. And we have to find a way within the law to resist the underhanded, mendacious approaches that those who represent the sixth ray of Mars are trying to bring into the post-election period. If they are successful, it will not just be a question of what happens in the United States. It will strengthen an anti-hierarchical impulse all across the world. So we have our work cut out for us. We have a meditation we use, and we simply engage in it, giving all that we have. I mean, we're in that Sagittarian period, and the full moon, something like 9:29 GMT tomorrow. or maybe it's today, the 30th, at least it's here in Europe and in the Far East, in Australia, New Zealand, it's today. And you can certainly join us in that at 10 minutes to 8 if you, in the morning, if you wish. That's GMT. And that would be at the usual YouTube link over which we broadcast the exact full moon festivals. So, although it calls for a lot of persistence and regularity and continuity, we have to do this to offset, I can only call them machinations, the machinations of a strictly personal materialistic approach, which doesn't know a thing about the angel of the presence and could care less. The battle is on between the angel of the presence and the dweller on the threshold of humanity and the representatives of each. I think I can say so without being politically biased. The representatives of each are clear. And they are before us in this image regarding the 220 election and all the people they might magnetize to them. We've seen the magnetization that accords with one of the individuals, and it has come close to destroying many norms and positive developments achieved over many years. And we've begun to see a different kind of magnetization in the president-elect. Even hierarchy chooses sides. They do not remain neutral when the values involved are so clear. Hierarchy does not remain neutral. And we've seen that, of course, in the reports and the writings that had to do with the Second World War. It's as if we have to form part of that guardian wall of light and love. And spiritual sacrificial will. The real guardian wall is the project of hierarchy. And Master Moria tells us that we will see later how they have protected us. How they have protected us in many situations where that would have meant our downfall. But we too have a protective role, even on our own smaller scale. And in alignment with the Christ, we, as if form that guardian wall at this time, especially around the United States, but really around the globe, using our imaginations, our creative imagination. That's part of what these little programs are about as we pursue them with continuity, helping to actually create our extension of the great guardian wall, which hierarchy provides, the guardian wall. Every nation has its solar angel. And of course, the United States is no exception. And somehow in this really very esoteric work, we are aligning with the solar angel of the nation. We presume a great second ray being as the sole ray of the nation in question is the second ray of love wisdom. So let each of us, as it were, catch a ray, some influence, radiating influence from that great solar angel which supervises the welfare and the destiny of the United States, where the main problem is now focused. Even a problem that could lead to war in the Middle East as a distraction. And thus we would be cooperating with Shambhala. We would be aligned with Mount Meru, as it were. And we would be advancing the four freedoms: freedom of speech, freedom of worship, freedom from want, freedom from fear. As DK said, as much of the Shambhalic program as humanity may be equipped to understand at this point, and given to us by whom he calls the great disciple, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. He too was much resisted and called a traitor to his class. So you see the class consciousness and the materialism that was opposing him as he, under Virgo and with Aquarius powerful, worked for the little person, represented by Virgo. So in a way, even though we don't walk into the gates, through the gates of Shambhala, we are working with the Shambhalic impulse, under which the hierarchical impulse has its place, attempting to note that every little human will must be considered sacred. And in the summary of all those little wills, the greater will work out. All of this being supervised by Master Rakuzi, the Count, the Comte de Saint-Germain. So well known. In early days, as an actual personage in Europe, and his writings still exist, and even his musical compositions still exist. And behind the scenes, he worked powerfully for the United States as a great experiment, and for the coming United States of Europe. the European Union. So we're cooperating with him. He certainly doesn't seek to see disunity. He seeks to see the nations involved and the states involved coming together in cooperation, in harmony, in mutual support. Across the world, there are, in this fifth root race, the five planetary centers. Maybe during the sixth, there will be six planetary centers and so forth. The numerology does reflect the cause. And we're working particularly with New York now, the planetary center for the Americas, and coming under the sixth ray, planetarily. London, first ray. Geneva, profoundly esoteric, second ray. But those three are more emergent, more developed now than that very esoteric first ray center, Darjeeling, and then Tokyo. First ray in its more material aspect, but with much promise. And so we seek to advance the fate of the various nations and continents through these five planetary centers. We receive at this point our inspiration when we're working for the United States from New York. I was once with quite a profound disciple who had been working for a long time, and he saw the outline. We were driving, he saw the outline of skyline of New York, and he called it the Shambhala of the West. I mean, it was his own impression, but it will be an ever greater center when Washington transfers its energy at some point to New York. And we have three major centers, head, heart, and throat, considered from a national level. And they must learn to work in harmony, just as is the case for the individual human being and really within any nation and within any group. The silvery blue of the throat center from New York, a second and third ray city, second ray soul, third ray personality. Then Los Angeles, the heart center with its indigo vibration and its Leo radiation, the city of the angels, prophetic. And then finally, Washington, D.C., however temporarily, the head center, with its Cancerian soul and Sagittarian personality. Interesting that Los Angeles is not given that way, only Washington and New York. And one day, will it be when the Christ returns and has established his headquarters, wherever that may be. Maybe it will be within the United States. Maybe it will be within New York City. There will be a movement of the power center from Washington to New York. That's what we're told in the destiny of the nations. So head, heart, and throat, and there are other centers too that he hints at, but these three must learn to work in harmony. Harmony is the key. And right now, the United States is riven by disharmony, division, opposition, friction, misunderstanding. Two paths exist. One is materialistic, and the other more spiritually idealistic. Nothing, no path is perfect, completely good or completely bad, but there are tendencies. And we're working for the harmonization of the, it seems, ever more fragmented United States, which has been the victim of those who support materialism. So that we can live up to our motto, I light the way, given by France, this great statue, whose motto is, I release the light. The symbolism of this Statue of Liberty immediately connects with one of the Lords of Liberation. Liberty, equality, fraternity, but especially the Lord of Liberty under Aquarius, the sole sign of the United States. We see how it all connects. And right now, it seems the United States is off of its purpose because it has been the object of attack. And why so? It has to have something to do with the reappearance of the Christ. But we're working for this symbolism, which for so many decades and even centuries has been the hope of the world. Now, somewhat sullied in this attack. But the whole purpose is to serve the Christ and his inclusive love wisdom, his loving kindness extended to all human beings, whether their personalities are good or bad. The soul is not bad, but the personality can go in that direction. So we have a little moment of silence where we think about what it might be like to have within us the mind as it is in Christ, the great Savior, the great psychologist, the great teacher. We have to realize that the Christ is a great reality, a great identity. He is here, pervading wherever two or more are gathered in his name. And the masters are real, and they are here. This is really happening. If we could realize the reality, it will enhance our work and our service, our usefulness. We have to see, and maybe Sagittarius, this sign of sharp sight into the future, will help us now that we're in that Sagittarian full moon period. We can use the wheel, turning on into the future, and bringing with each revolution all of us closer to revelation. And also this mudra of fearlessness, because it will take much courage to persist in the face of the kind of adversity planned by the opponents of human welfare. A fragmented country has three centers of power. In general, the second ray legislature. I mean, they're all on the first ray, of course, but the sub-quality, the good laws, which hopefully conform to the higher laws. And then the Supreme Court deciding what is lawful, especially in relation to the Constitution, but ideally in accordance with higher law. And then the executive branch carrying things out along the first subray. The executive, ray one, legislature, ray two, judiciary, ray three. And of course, the seventh ray, along with the first, fits in everywhere. And our task is to stem the tide of manipulation and lawlessness, which keep these three supposedly cooperative bodies in constant friction with each other. It's one of the disadvantages of the Gemini personality with frictional Mars found in that personality sign. that we can imagine under the indigo of the soul of the United States, a much more cooperative and mutually supportive attitude between the three branches of government, and the dispelling of the personalism which has affected all the branches. People, we realize, are imperfect, and great ideals are here expressed, to which it is difficult to adhere. We don't live up, because of our imperfections, we don't live up to these ideals. But under the indigo ray, increasingly, which we imagine pervading the nation, with all other rays as sub-rays of that indigo ray, there can be much improvement. And our nervous system too, our emotional body, can be brought into a condition of greater calm if the higher qualities of the sixth ray personality are expressed. Which is not yet the case. But we can imagine that the subtone of rose serving the indigo ray. Master Kutumi works with the blue and the rose devas. And he is the great proponent of the ageless wisdom. Part of lighting the way is to be filled with the ageless wisdom, which must win the day by the end of this particular century. And people like ourselves, students, though beginning students of occultism, spiritual occultism, can help that spiritual occultism win the day. That should be one of our major objectives. So we can influence the divine circulatory flow to work more effectively in this divided nation in which the battle for democracy is being fought out initially. The result has to be positive. There are all kinds of machinations which can thwart the objective. But unity can take the place of the present division. If we serve the true Christ, Christ as he is, not the theological Christ concocted by the concrete mind and the frightened emotions, but but the true eldest in a great family of brothers. So may the spirit of the true Christ, and not the Christ to which the fanatics adhere, but the true Christ be found in the executive branch, in the legislative branch, in the judicial branch of this presently fragmented nation. And the times being serious as they are, we will use a powerful mantra, the second of the great invocations. Applying its meaning to the present national and international situation. Let the Lords of Liberation issue forth. Let them bring succor to the sons of men. Let the rider from the secret place come forth, and coming save. Come forth, O Mighty One. Let the souls of men awaken to the light, and may they stand with massed intent. Let the fiat of the Lord go forth. The end of woe has come. Come forth, O Mighty One. The hour of service of the saving force has now arrived. Let it be spread abroad, O Mighty One. Let light and love and power and death fulfill the purpose of the coming one. The will to save is here. The love to carry forth the work is widely spread abroad. The active aid of all who know the truth is also here. Come forth, O Mighty One, and blend these three. Construct a great defending wall. The rule of evil now must end. We call upon the Archangel Saint Michael. There are several different levels through which this archangel can be said to be working, but one of the highest we're given is as the planet Saturn, the planet of the law. When the good law is followed, then the lords of karma, in the negative sense, can hold their hand. Otherwise, the paying of the price cannot be long delayed. And we know there will be a price for selfishness, egotism, materialism. What does DK say? Fortunately for the soul of that great people, much suffering lies in store. How else could it be? Because there's a violation of the law. And the old saying imparted to me, anyway, by my teacher, which I gratefully received, no one breaks the law. The law breaks them. So Saturn in our midst, the lawgiver, adjudicating all of our actions, our choices, according to the Constitution of the United States and according to a higher law. So let us be proponents of as much of that higher law as we can fathom. And instead of the lies, the egotism, almost the insanity of the present situation, let us see the law emerge as it must and should emerge. Aquarius is, after all, a sign ruled in part by Saturn. And our entry into Aquarius as a race will be Saturnian for the first 720 years. In the sevenfold wheel of divine love, the seven rays of light go forth in their seven meanings. The red, the orange, the yellow, the green, the blue, the violet, excuse me, the blue, the indigo, and the violet. And all the qualities of the seven ashrams can be utilized and the nation protected by the radiation of these seven rays of light, seven rays of divine love. And so we stand, as it were, at the center, seeing these rays go forth, rotating, turning on each other, pervading, fusing, blending, harmonizing the nation so that the cleavage amounting almost to psychological civil war may be healed. And through these seven rays of divine love, may all the citizens of this nation now being tested for democracy, may they learn to accept each other, include each other, mutually support each other. And all this so that this nation can find its way according to its motto, which will make it easier for other nations to find their way through their motto. I light the way. Some resolution must come. The era of the Forerunner is nearly complete. It began in 1965. The vestures of the Buddha were assumed by the Christ in 1966. And the era ends in 2025. And the new teaching will be given. We can help so that the great Lord, the teacher, the savior, the divine psychologist can pervade the many nations, and so that the will of each individual, of each group, of each nation can be noted and respected. All of the darkness in the world cannot extinguish the light of a single candle. From St. Francis. So thank you, everyone. And we will continue tomorrow and the next day, and we will watch the various subterfuges and machinations as they arise, and we will hold steadily our intention to aid with the manifestation of the divine plan and the protection of the will of each and every individual. So many blessings from the whole communications group, and we'll all keep things moving ahead. We'll, tomorrow the full moon, 10 minutes to 8, our program begins on the usual YouTube channel. And then the full moon around 9:29 GMT. And maybe we'll see some of you then. And Tuya will be leading that meditation, celebration meditation. So, bye for now.